How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Gio Giglio, you guys with us.
What are you doing?
You good?
No, I'm saying, I'm looking at this.
You want the call board?
Yeah.
We'll get to those guys.
What are you worried about?
None.
We'll get to those guys.
I ain't worried. I'm just like, what are we doing?
I have a great segment of radio.
It looks like an all-star cast.
What do you call it? Marconi.
It's Murderer's Row coming up next.
Coming up on a Marconi session.
This is, we might send this segment to, if things.
Yep, especially with the used phone going off. Cherry on top.
You know what's funny? Value in the wrong way, yes. Yeah. This is about to be the Marconi segment.
Oh, yeah. We just got back, and now we're
just
already losing
attention. Send this one in.
Callers haven't even gone on.
No, I promise.
We're about to win it right here.
Yeah. Should we get to some actual content here?
Go for it.
Okay. It feels like that's going to sort of like dampen the segment now.
Like the actual stuff we planned?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, a couple pieces of NFL news. One definitely pertains to us. One, good. Can we hear Adam Schefter talking about Aaron Donald? So when Myles Garrett got traded to the Rams, it was like, some people were like, well, maybe Aaron Donald's going to come back. It didn't feel real. And now it feels real. Listen to Schefter yesterday on the possible return of Aaron Donald.
Nobody is coming out right now and saying Aaron Donald is coming back. But everybody is acknowledging that it is a possibility. And the fact that it is even a possibility in June tells me that I think there's every possibility it will become more real in July. And I think if and when they present a plan to him as to how he would be used, I think it's more likely than not that he'll be back.
More likely than not, Aaron Donald come back. Hugh, how do you think he'll play after 3 years of not playing?
Well, the game is a little bit different than it was when he played. I know, some people probably won't understand that, but it's a little bit. They'll probably bring it back slowly. He's been working out like a beast.
Oh, yeah.
I follow him on Instagram, and Jared Verse used to work out with him quite a bit. And he was taking Jared Verse through it, took him through there when he was working out with him. So, the game is a little different, but I think a guy like Aaron Donald, he'll be fine. He'll be fine, and they're probably going to play sparingly because they got a starting D tackle. I forgot the D tackle's name. He's pretty decent.
Kobe Turner.
Yeah, but work him in and get him acclimated. I would say probably by the middle of the season. It'd be a formidable tandem.
It's an insane tandem.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you heard Mac Wilson on the Cardinals yesterday.
What'd he say?
They asked him about the Rams getting Garrett.
This is Mac Wilson on the Arizona Cardinals.
On the Arizona Cardinals, he said they got to get through us first.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, that's big talk. That's bold talk.
It's insane.
It's not going to work out well for him.
They don't feel like.
If Donald,
take a seat.
If Aaron Donald returns, how many future Hall of Famers are on that team? Stafford.
At least four.
It might be more. Stafford, Devontae Adams is probably a Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's got to do it for a while, but Puka Nacua's had the start of a Hall of Fame career.
He'd be biting people, dog.
I understand that.
He's a biter.
This isn't the Hall of...
No.
It's the Hall of Bite. It ain't the Hall of Bite.
Doesn't he also have like 5,000 yards in 3 years?
No, he's a hell of a receiver.
Yeah, okay.
No, so
Garrett's obviously a Hall of Famer. Aaron Donald's a Hall of Famer. McDuffie might be starting the beginning of a Hall of Fame career. He's been an all-pro corner, champion. There's a lot of Hall of Famers running around that team. McVay looks like a Hall of Fame coach.
A few years ago... Was they had no draft picks and everybody thought they were going to go away quietly into the night.
They did not.
They did not go quietly.
No, they're the favorite to win the Super Bowl. All right, the other thing, and here, this is one I think we officially need to keep our eye on. So over the past couple of years, the Eagles have kind of broached the new stadium, future stadium thing, right? They first sent the email to season ticket holders about a year ago. It was like a survey, right? In terms of what you'd prefer, in terms of amenities, roof, no roof. And one of the things on that survey, Hugh, that went out to season ticket holders 1 year ago was how far would you travel to get to a potential Eagle stadium, right? It's gauging, like, would you go 10 miles, 15, 20, 25, blah, blah, blah. So you kind of filed that away, right? And then remember Jeff Lurie spoke about this at the owners' meetings, I think, right around that time.
Mm-hmm.
And he seemed very non-committal on anything. Like, whatever's best for the fans is best for us, right? There was no commitment to, no matter what we're saying in Philadelphia. And Hugh, the reason I bring that up is this story that came out just a couple days ago from ESPN. The Bears Board of Directors, Chicago Bears, voted to advance their stadium development in Hammond, Indiana.
Indiana.
With the exact site still to be determined. It's the first time the Bears board has voted on any stadium site. So the wheels are in motion for the Chicago Bears. And like, let's just put this in context. This isn't like the Jaguars leaving Jacksonville.
Mm-mm, this is the Chicago Bears, Halas Hall.
Yes, Soldier Field.
And all of that.
And not even leaving Chicago, like the city, for a suburb in Chicago.
No, they leaving Chicago, period.
We're going, or they.
We're going back to Indiana.
Indiana. The Indiana Bears. I guess they'll still call themselves Chicago.
It's the same thing with New York. There's not a team in New York.
Well, how about this? The 49ers' new stadium is in Santa Clara, 50 minutes from San Francisco.
Yeah.
Foxborough is probably 35 minutes outside of Boston.
Yeah.
Hugh, look, I don't want it to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. But the Eagles leaving Philadelphia is not outrageous by NFL standards these days. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's kind of what's happening.
It is what it is, man. And, you know, you talk about, you know, we named a few teams that have left the city. You know, at one point, they were talking about moving Buffalo, right? Weren't they? They were talking about moving the Buffalo Bills.
To Toronto.
Yeah.
Now, they have the new stadium now.
Yeah. They were talking about it, though. But, yeah, this is not a big, it just feels, I will say this. The New York Giants and the Jets, well, the Jets moved from Long Island to New Jersey, but they were never, like, you still commuted when you went from Long Island into the city. It was still a commute. It just feels wrong for the Chicago Bears to go to Indiana.
I agree.
It feels wrong. Like, there are certain, that's just like Green Bay, Wisconsin, like Wisconsin going somewhere else. Like the Green Bay Packers going somewhere else. It just feels wrong. Because when you talk about certain teams, blue bloods, that's a blue blood squad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I look at the Eagles the same way, Pittsburgh Steelers, the Green Bay Packers. There are certain teams that it just feels weird when you talk about them being somewhere else. And I know that some of the old Chicago Bears, when they heard that, they were just like, wow. But this is a money. This is money. This is for the money. You know?
I know.
And for all this other stuff. But, yeah, it just feels weird.
This one just hit. I guess this one hit me the most of all of these different stadium moves and new ones and leaving the city. The Chicago Bears in Indiana hits.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's a world, and I'm sure Elliot's okay with this, where, like, the Eagles are in Delaware with a dome. Like, that's not crazy to think
that
happened.
Wow, you associated that with Elliot.
Well,
I don't know how much of the Delaware thing he's okay with.
I'm saying there's a world they leave Philadelphia, sure. And that he wants a dome. Mm-hmm. I hear you say you're okay with that?
Yeah, going to Delaware.
A dome in Delaware for the Philadelphia Eagles. Can you stop?
He wants them to be closer.
And he wants to be warm. And he wants to be warm.
Ain't that far from the house.
I'm going to stand up during our stadium debates in the next couple years.
But if you did put it in Delaware, where would you go? Like Wilmington? Like
I don't know.
You couldn't put it in Wilmington.
Why not?
I don't know, because it seems a little crowded in Wilmington.
I don't know.
You think it's more crowded than Philly?
No, I'm saying as far as like where would the site be?
Well,
like, would it be by the water?
Yeah, by the water.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. A dome in Delaware. What a joke.
How dare he?
All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Richard in Lansdale is up on WIP. Richard?
Is it raining?
Richard?
Richard, are you on the train?
Richard's on the
No, hold on. Richard called me and was upset that we haven't been able to get him on the
air. Really?
And now he does this.
Well, he's on a train, though. It started moving. All right, Richard, back on hold. We'll get to him. Herb in the Northeast. What's up, Herb?
What's up, Joe?
Herb, how are you?
Chicago is very close. Indiana and Chicago is very close. So, you know.
Kind of like Delaware and Philadelphia. Yeah, it's close.
Yeah. The last time I was out there was at Notre Dame. And I remember, you know, was Chicago was pretty close. But anyway, this trip, Kyle, I can't believe you went to Spain.
Now I got to talk about it with you, too.
Well, it's kind of embarrassing the way he acted over there. Yeah.
Poo, 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 huh? Yeah, boy. I was in Spain 40 years ago.
Wow.
Okay, but I went to Costa del Sol, where it's real hot, topless beaches, the whole bit.
Did you go to the topless beach?
Did you also have diarrhea?
Yeah, I was at the topless beach.
Let me tell you.
Were you topless?
I met a girl that was like 16, 17 years old.
Herb.
She was from London.
Mm-mm. How were you?
And I'm going on a London trip, okay, in October. I just bought I just bought my ticket, Joe.
Okay.
Section 257, row 20. All right? You hear me?
Oh, we hear you, yes.
No, we're trying to figure out where we're going.
Maybe the next thing.
Yeah, you going right, Joe? You going to London, right?
We're going to London. Let's talk about London. We're going to London, for the Eagles and Jaguars game.
I was waiting for the other shoe to drop.
You want to meet some nice British women, right?
He does, yes. He told us.
They got money. They got money, too.
So I'm about to go over there and prostitute myself in London. That's what I'm about to do.
You're not turning down money. Come on now.
They got money. So what I got to do something strange for a piece of change? That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
All right, I give you my top five right now.
Okay, what's your top five?
Okay?
Current top five in Philadelphia.
Top five,
who you got?
Okay?
Yep.
I'm going with Jalen Hurts, number one. He won the Super Bowl.
That was not this past year.
Okay, number two. Number two, right now, the guy's been performing. Okay, Mr. Sanchez. Number three. Mm-hmm. Number three, I'm going with Schwarber.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he's been putting these home runs up on a clip, and I think this year he's probably going to beat his record, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he might get to 70 this year.
Someone said that, yep.
The big thing is I need him to hit. I need this guy to hit in the postseason, him and Harper in the postseason. When I'm in London, I want to be able to say, hey, you're winning games. We're going to have the World Series, okay?
So we're all going to be in London together. All right, that'll be fun. We'll go, Hugh and you will go out and go to the pub.
That's a rage bait top three, though. Put Hurts one, Sanchez
one
two.
One of the Flyers players.
Who do you like? Zegras?
The top five?
Yeah, I like Lidar and I like Zegras. But I'm going to go right now. I'm going to go with Lidar.
Lidar at four.
And then Maxey. Then we're going to go Maxey.
That's five.
And then we're going to go Devontae Smith.
Devontae's at six.
Devontae Smith.
So I got Hurts.
And then after that.
Oh, that's seven. Okay, go ahead.
We're going to go with a D lineman, okay? We'll go with the D lineman.
Which one?
Doesn't matter.
Davis? Carter?
The D line.
Well. Yeah, go with Carter.
Carter.
I expect Carter to have a big year this year.
Yeah.
And after Carter,
you said five.
I say
he's on eight.
I say I'm gonna put Lane Johnson in there. Okay,
Lane Johnson, mm-hmm.
Long time Lane. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah,
long time Lane. That tracks.
Long time Lane. And I got the rest of them, I got to figure it out.
Well, you workshop it. I mean, Hugh's still struggling with his list, so you guys will both figure it out. All right, Herb, good stuff. We appreciate it. I'm glad we pivoted there. Yeah,
that was
a little bit much. So Herb's got Hurts, Sanchez, Schwarber, Lidar, Maxey, Devontae, and then he got himself a D-line, Carter, and then Lane. That's his top
the
eight?
D-line.
Yeah.
Lidar.
The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, Hurts won, Sanchez too.
Vladar.
Vladar.
Not Lidar.
No, I didn't have Lidar.
Okay.
Didn't have that. Nah. Vladar.
I'm glad we moved to England and into the top.
It's an outrageous list.
Yeah, that story didn't sound like he was going the right place.
Hurts at one is embarrassing.
Over Chris Sanchez.
I just like anyone that has Hurts at number one off of last year, stop. Just stop.
You know what? But even so, like Chris Sanchez should be one on everybody's list.
We acknowledged that yesterday, yeah.
Yeah. So.
And not Nick, come on, Hurts. All right, Big V and Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Yo, Hugh, what's up, baby?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Big V.
All right, what's going on? Hey, Joe, listen. First of all, Kyle, I got to say this. You really put the fun in family dysfunction. Okay. But listen, man, Herb and Kyle's dad is a tough act to follow. So let's start with this. There have been a lot of Philadelphia teams that have moved. You remember the Golden State Warriors? They used to be the Philadelphia Warriors.
Sure.
The Oakland A's used to be the Philadelphia Athletics.
Tennessee Titans were the Houston Oilers. There's tons of them, yeah.
Correct. So you know what? You know, people just basically follow the money. So they're going to give owners money. They're going to move the team. That's okay. Well, if they move Philly to Delaware, we might as well get another Philadelphia team that's really going to represent.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Training camp.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's like practice. It's supposed to be a safe space where the players work out all their bugs and issues so that when they get to the real game that really counts, they're operating on a level of practice and excellence. Now, I'm really getting tired of getting drunk from all these Jalen Hurts haters
like
coming out spewing all that wine.
Douglas.
Like Hugh.
I mean,
yeah.
Really.
I mean, that's what Hugh's been doing
all week.
Hugh, I would never, ever, ever say you unless I directly believe that it's you. I think that, you know, Spike has a big, you know, part in the Jalen Hurts hater club.
Have you heard
but
Hugh this week?
That's a whole nother story.
I mean, Hugh's the one trying to bench him for Andy Dalton.
I was not. Boy, I tell you guys.
Come on, take him out in the parking lot, meet him by your truck, and smack him upside his bald head. Okay? Let's
We don't get the violence.
There's no violence here, and Hugh's the one
Why?
Benching
Because
Hurts.
Hugh put Andy Dalton, is putting Andy Dalton starting QB?
Hugh.
Okay.
Yes. I'm not going to discuss that because, you know, Hugh, because
not you're a kiss-ass.
You should be used to it. No, because Hugh's always getting double teamed by you and your kiss
double
butt over there.
All right, Big V.
I'm looking at the free.
Big V, go take a break.
Double team.
Come back tomorrow. I mean, again, everyone listening this week has heard the same thing that I have.
What's that?
You've greased the skids.
I have not greased the skids.
Everyone's dancing around that this week.
I didn't grease the skids anything. I'm telling you what I see. I'm giving you analysis and talking about what I think potentially could happen. But I also said with that, I gave a caveat. I said, I think Jalen's going to be fine.
But
I said
if he's not,
then they're going to put Andy Dalton in.
Yeah, again.
Why do you think Andy's here? Why do you think, okay, what other reason?
I don't know why Andy's here.
It's a really good question.
Why the hell is Andy Dalton here?
No, but I keep telling you because if it goes awry, they're going to try to put him in there and let him be the quarterback.
Yeah, but that's dead end.
That's what?
That's a dead end, Andy Dalton. He's 38 years old.
He's what you call he's the bus driver. Help get you to the next stop, whatever you decide to do.
So he's the bridge quarterback?
Yeah, bus driver, bridge, whatever you want to call it.
But this thing's going to crash into a wall if it's Andy Dalton.
Well, hopefully that doesn't happen.
I agree.
That does not happen. Yeah. But that's why he's here. Why do you think it's – the writing's there. He's getting as many reps as the quarterback. He's trying to get him up to speed if the quarterback isn't up to speed.
Mm. All right. Hugh Douglas, you heard it here first. All right.
Ducking you people.
Let's get to you people.
We ducking them.
So I got to say, I love the picture that goes around on Twitter when we post a poll of me and Joe at the Phillies game looking like a couple of dweebs.
Yep. Like these yeah. bleeping guys? Yeah.
I mean, we look like a couple of ball knowers, if you ask me.
That's,
you know, balls.
That's where you should get your sports opinions from. Mm-hmm. Also, not sure how this came up in the chat, but big debate about fast food.
I did notice Arby's was being talked about.
It was a big debate about fast food. Okay. I guess we're in the throes of the off season, which, you know.
What's up with the fast food? What's wrong?
I don't know.
No, they were debating what's better.
You know, I don't want to hear people telling us that it's a slow news day when they're yucking it up about fast food.
I agree.
In WIP chat.
I agree. That's on them.
Speaking of, which fast food chain is Jalen?
Ooh.
What do you mean?
Like Jalen is this fast food chain. Like, what do you think the best fast food chain is? Like, what's your favorite? If you had to go to one.
If I had to go one, I was thinking, like, if I had to pick Jalen, like, I was thinking Have It Your Way. What's
BK?
That, Burger King?
He's Burger King?
Yeah. Have It Your Way.
Because he has to have it his way?
Well, no, because it doesn't matter what it looks like. It looks like how he wants it to look.
Well, it does matter what it looks like.
If you get
a burger from Burger King and it's all gross, you're not going to eat it. It does matter what it looks like.
What do you mean? When you say gross, what do you mean?
Like if it's all messed up.
Yeah.
You mean like, but it's still a burger. Well, like you mean if the lettuce and stuff hanging all off the
side? I was going to say McDonald's because it's overpriced now and it's just living off of name recognition.
McDonald's is overpriced.
Well, dude, I think they're all overpriced.
Yeah, I just won't eat there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We lost those.
That's it. Done with Kyle.
What did Kyle do?
You'll be back.
Today was the last
straw. You'll all be back.
Okay.
What'd you do?
Probably the AJ thing.
Well, that was a joke.
I committed a sin.
That was a joke.
Yeah, it's okay. Guys, there's a fire drill. Do you have any best of Paul Jolovitz ready just in case?
There was a fire drill at 10 a.m.
Acknowledge those.
We don't. Yeah, we. They.
Yeah, they,
you know
they don't bother with us.
I gotta say, take it kind of personal. It's always at 10 a.m.
Yeah, I know.
Never 9:30. Never 9.
It is interesting.
Never 2:30. Always 10.
Yeah, we don't acknowledge those.
No.
Enough with the what ifs, guys.
We do that every day, though.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
It's all hypothetical.
Also, like, if we're gonna talk about football, that's really all we have now.
Yeah,
there's no games or anything.
Yeah, what if this happens? What if that happens? Of course.
Can't Joe just listen to Hugh for once?
No.
No, he's never going to do that. I mean, it would be boring
also,
if he did.
But also, if I listen to you today, you just leave me down conspiracy theory lane about the media.
Conspiracy. Always twisting stories. Twisting stories.
The narrative.
Who was it? Jimmy Kimmel?
No, what? Jimmy Kimmel. I'm sure Jimmy Kimmel's not at Eagles practice.
Jimmy Kimmel down there doing Eagles practice, writing all this, spewing all this hate and lies.
No, nobody's spewing hate.
I'm just kidding, Jimmy. If you're listening, don't take it personal.
This is just like the people out there to defend you. All lies.
Don't take it personal. Jimmy, we're having fun.
Speaking of, Elliot is lying about how Hurts looks at practice, guys.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, that's
well, now
we've reached this point of the program where if we don't like what we hear, it's a lie.
Okay. All right, one last thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not seeing any reports of Red Star Cole Payton struggling at practice. Just saying.
That's your guy.
Red Star Cole Payton. That's the future Mark Brunell to the rest of you. Red Star Cole Payton. All right, you guys have a great rest of your day.
It's time to go.
It is time to go.
Damn.
Philly's going to win this rubber match of the series tonight.
Yes.
Lizardo.
Wait a minute, against Scherzer.
Yes.
Still pitching.
Old man.
Yeah, you got to get this.
All right, we got to get this one tonight. All right, you guys have a great rest of your day. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.